Have your Bible turned this morning to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, the Bible says, Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Now, this is what it says, verse 3. It says, For if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for the reading of Your Word. God, we pray, Heavenly Father, You'd help us, God, for a little while. Minister to us, give us that we stand in need of, and help us receive it, God, even as the oracles of God, as You speak to our heart and give us that, but God, that You'd have us to have. Oh, God, that we might be encouraged in this last hour we live. Oh, God, how much You love us and how much You care for us. And the help, Lord, that You have to give us, Lord, even right now. Lord, just minister. Give us that to encourage us, Lord, for the journey. And realize sometimes the journey's rough, God, but we know that there's a great and a mighty God who's there to help us, Lord, even today. And Lord, we pray that You'd give us the encouragement. Give us, God, that it's needed, Lord, individually, Lord, that we might stay in that good fight of faith all the way to the end of this way. To that glorious day when we'll see You and be with You forevermore. And Lord, what a day that's going to be. Lord, help us, God, unto then. Lead, guide, and direct, and have Your way. Touch these old stammering lips. Give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Lord, that we might magnify and uplift Your blessed, holy, and righteous name according to Your perfect will and in Your way. And God, we'll thank You and we'll praise You this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And you may be seated. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought. How much love does grace bestow? How much love does grace bestow? As I looked at this, I was thinking this morning, how for a long time we lived under the law. The law was something that was a dictator to us. The law was something that governed us. It was something that was set over us. We had to try to live under. It was a rule of conduct, if you will, that told us the things and the way that we needed to try to do and we needed to try to live. Amen. It was our schoolmaster to show us in order to be pleasing to God, we had to act and react in certain ways. As we begin to see this, we begin to see, as Peter's writing here, I had to think about the little nation of Israel. The Bible says that when they come up out of Egypt and they got over Sinai, and God began to address those people, and He began to tell them that He wanted to choose them out for a peculiar people. He wanted them to be just a little bit different. He wanted them to be a little bit unusual in the relation of everything around them. Amen? So God chose them out and began to use them. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 8, Moses brought this to the people, and the people say this. They said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. Amen? They said, everything that the Lord has spoken, everything God desires for, He said, that's what we're going to do. But I want to say this morning, I believe sometimes Israel got ahead of themselves and they thought they could do it by themselves. If we ain't careful this morning, we'll do the same thing. We'll get ahead of ourselves and think that we can do it by ourselves. But I want to say, praise God, there's a great and a mighty God today that's there to help us, amen, and begin to reveal His will to us and begin to reveal His help to us and to encourage us, bring us along with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. To give us that. Now, they begin to realize and God was revealing His will for man, a direction for man, a way that we could live and be pleasing to God. And Israel rose up and they said, you know what? We're going to do that. But they tried to do it without the grace of God. Amen. I want to say, without the grace of God, you're headed for defeat. Without the grace of God, they were headed for defeat. And we see it all through the book of Exodus, all the way up to verse 31, or chapter 31, when they're trying to live without the grace of God. I want to say today, in our Christian life, we can't live without the grace of God. It takes the grace of God to work in our lives. If not, we're caught up, and God's trying to reveal His will for us, but the condition that we're trying to live in is a condition of works. A condition trying to work our way through to be pleasing to a holy God. I want to say, works won't work. Amen. Works will leave us discouraged, and works will leave us lacking. Amen. When it comes to the Lord and the things of God. Amen. Amen. We got this mentality, if we do good, God will bless us. Amen. If we can do good, amen, God will bless us. But we come to a place in the Bible that said that there's none good, no, not one. Amen. So it kind of takes us aback, and you say, well, what do I do now? Amen. We begin to trust and realize that there's a great big God that's there to help us. See, if we try to secure favor with God in the flesh, it depends on the flesh. If we're depending on this physical body, amen, to be pleasing to God, we're going to start out from the beginning, and we're going to be disappointed all the way through the journey. Amen? Because this flesh is still living under sin, praise God. This flesh is still